I'm Steve. I'm from Waddersfield.
No, man.
From Waddersfield. Mm-hmm. And what's your connection with Redgrave Park?
Well, I own Redgrave Park, the Folly, the Boathouse, and the Lake.
And there's a lot of history associated with Redgrave Park. A
great deal of history. Both World Wars, the First World War and the Second World War. Who are you?
Hello, Baron. Baron. You don't Miriam Suzanne Churchard, do you?
Yes, we want your full name.
What's your connection with Redgrave Park?
Oh, I worked up there. I worked in that little one you can see up there, but then my sister worked in the house.
So yeah. You worked in the red brick house?
Which but was... that little house, I worked for three wonderful gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Mr. Horsfall, Dr. Combs from Hopton, and Mr. Coleman. Mr. Coleman, mm-hmm. If you'd like to open my red drawer. Mm-hmm. So something silver in there, isn't there?
Yep. Is that the little tray?
That's the one. When I finished with them, Mr. Horsfall came, mm-hmm. and said, would I be interested to see what they were doing up there? And these three men had invented a valve, uh-huh. that was connected to the water pipe in the chickens' huts.
That was after the war, wasn't
all
it?
All over the place.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, who invented that? Who was the name, Mr.?
Horsfall.
Horsfall, and he lived on the estate.
He lived up there.
Yes.
Yeah, and I used to work up there for them, and I worked a long time, and they gave me that, which was rather nice of them.
Mr. Horsfall used to live in the old stables,
okay.
and he developed the company with the drinking valve in the old prisoner of war camp. And Beryl used to work in the prisoner of war camp from the very, very beginning, didn't you? Didn't somebody come and knock at your door and ask you if you'd like to go and work in the camp?
Yeah, ex-Lieutenant Colonel Wallington.
Uh-huh. And how old were you then?
Battleship, they called him.
How old were you then? Do you remember him coming to the door?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He just, I suppose he offered me the job and I just took it because I hadn't got one.
You hadn't got a job, you just left school?
Sort of, because I went to a little private school down there. Then I was allowed a bike, one of the men's bikes, because they used to let the prisoners have them to just go where local farms.
So the prisoners used to cycle out of the camp?
Yes, to the local farms.
Right.
And if not all of them, lots of them used to have lorries go up there and then they'd take them out.
Yes.
And when I was going to work, I used to go in by that water tower and the lorry drivers used to say, go on, Beryl, get off, cock your leg over. I'd got a man's bike.
Right.
Organised to go to the farms.
The Lieutenant Colonel man I worked for, he was a head man. He the farmers contacted him. Then he had to contact me to make out these little, not bills, no, what they call
Losses,
them, thing me. So they then, if they had the total amount or not, didn't have the total amount of prisoners.
The workers.
So how many men were there? Inmates, just male.
I was the only female up there.
The only female.
How many men were you with?
I don't know, a lot.
Was it hundreds, was it?
Lots of them.
And they were mostly Germans?
But they started off with Italians.
Italians, yes.
And my sister was a Land Army girl. And when she used to, because I used to live just across, just on the main road there. And when she used to go to work on the farms in the morning, they used to spit out of the Italians.
Oh, yeah.
They had them. Then they had, I was with the Germans. And then they had the Ukrainians.
Ukrainians?
Yeah.
Yes.
And when they moved to camp, that I forget where they went to, but they wanted me to go with them, but I wouldn't. I wouldn't leave my mum. No, because she, my dad had died at 44 and left her with six of us, and she'd done a wonderful job to send us three youngest ones to that private school. You know, she used to go out and take a picnic and things like that. And she was a caretaker for they call it the village hall, but it's a church room.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Up there. And we used to help her to clean it all up. And I've been on my knees many a time up there and helped to scrub the floor.
So I understand that the regime at the prisoner of war camp was quite lax and that some of the prisoners would wander down to the village.
They used to go and swim in the lake.
At Redgrave Park?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They done. One or two of them drowned, I think. but I don't know how many. Because they could have got those weeds around their feet, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even the strongest swimmer can drown in...
So I never know. I like dancing best. That's more in my line.
Who did you dance with?
Any man that come to me.
Well, they used to have dancers up there, did they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that in the hall or in the village?
Up in the
camp.
In the camp.
In the camp. Prisoner of war camp. They had
dances. Yeah, dances. Prisoners, no.
No. Yeah. So what did the prisoners do? They just work and then they were locked
they
up?
They worked and then went back to the huts and whatever they had to do, I suppose. Yeah.
So where were the dances if you went up?
They had a place community. Up there. A community shed.
Yeah. And who was invited to that?
Well, I suppose we just, us really girls, just went up there and...
You must have danced with
so
somebody.
So the soldiers got a woman to dance with, not
the
man.
The soldiers did.
So the guards, really. Were they young men, were they?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I fell in love with my first husband. That's who I had the baby with.
Yeah.
Oh, right. He was a member of the army.
English, yeah.
Yeah.
He came from Dartford.
Dartford, yeah.
Yeah. I've only had the one, bless him, and this wonderful son.
Or this is your son come to see you?
I'm the great-grandma.
Great?
If it's good for the Queen, it's good for me.
Great-grandma, okay. Yeah. Very nice.
Yes, yeah. I got two of them and another one in October.
Mm-hmm. So your main role, you were working in the admin department?
I was in the office.
In the office?
Yeah.
Yes.
With on the typewriter.
Typewriter.
And my nails were long and sometimes I went over.
What was happening on the other side of the lake at the time, you remember?
The other side?
Yes.
That was working for them. I started them off. The Rainbow Valve Company.
Oh, yes, that's right.
The Rainbow Valve Company. Yes,
I started them off.
Yeah.
And Mr. Horshall came one morning and would I like be interested? And I went up there and got a bike of my own then. I used to work standing. I love anything like that.
And what was your job?
Putting these valves together. When I used to stand up, something kept hitting my head. And I thought, yes. I kept trying to get whatever was come down to try and get it in my mug. But that didn't. Mr. Horshall had a son, and his name is Mike.
Oh, and he was playing games.
He used to climb up on top of the shelves.
Yes.
And I wouldn't let him know that I knew it was him. And that was him. Mm-hmm. So and since then, I've had a letter from him, and he lives up in Scotland. Mm-hmm. And then he'd go and make me make me a coffee, and when he brought it to me, I used to take it back. I said, I don't think this tastes very nice. He made it with this stuff.
How old was he when he did that?
Oh, about 12 or 13, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, so how many people worked in the factory?
So they're not very big.
It wasn't a big factory then?
Only me. And
it was only you?
Because I've moved now. They went to Watsfield. Now they're up in Yorkshire, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, they went to Wortham Ling, didn't they, for a long while?
As far as I know, I was just the only one up there.
Yes.
And, you know, I was in charge and all.
And it was in one of those sheds, wasn't it? One of the huts?
Yeah.
One of the prison huts.
Yes.